walks away. When you learn some guy has set her free, she needs a love that's true. She knows it isn't you. Too bad, but Mr. Lee, it's me.
Much time with her, gaining much refinement, reading verse and drinking tea in cups of antique china. Oh, and I can't go back to Forest Hill, where the black smoke hides the sun. No, I can't go back to Forest Hill. My days in the dirt are done. Four street children do not play. Tender months are crowded. Folks on Four Street work all day. In poverty are surrounded. Oh, and I can't go back. Smoke hides the sun. No, I can't go back and forth. My days in the dirt are
pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Michael Peter Smith, the American Chicago-based singer-songwriter that Rolling Stone once called the greatest songwriter in the English language. He sang and composed from the 1960s, and his rich and challenging songs have been recorded by more than 30 performers, including Brendan Grace, Liam Clancy, Ann Hills, John McDermott, the New Kingston Trio, and the list goes on. He's known also for his whimsical songs, including Zippy and Famous in France. Michael Peter Smith just passed away at 78. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is a Talking Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. Dedicated to people listening to AM radio. I've been listening to my radio 20 years or so. I heard a lot of singing stars come and go. There were the Beatles, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino, Screaming Jay Hawkins, Nancy Sinatra, and a whole load of other just fantastically talented people. Now the other day it was cold and wet, and I was riding around in Daddy's Corvette, and I heard the DJ say, "You bet, here's the Ballad of the Green Berets." I dug it. It had a good beat. dance to. I gave it about a 73. Now by and by we decided to park and on in the house to watch Dick Clark, and I got there in time to hear Dick say, "Here's the Ballad of the Green Beret." Nobody was dancing. Marching around the floor waving flags, eating apple pie, trading pictures of their mom. Kind of a North Vietnamese boogaloo. I was reading my paper the very next day, see what Spiro Agnew had to say. Said, if you don't dig the Ballad of the Green Beret, well, there's only one thing I can say. You must be one of them long-haired, dope-smoking, avatar-reading, living in the common, unwashed, hippie Marxists. I wrote him a letter. Dear Spiro, I dug it. Had a good beat. It was easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Same as your IQ. Asked a man there for a record contract. Said, you gotta sing patriotic songs. Your bum sang a blowing in the wind and we shall overcome. He said, hey man, those aren't patriotic. Don't you want your songs to be popular? I said, sure. So lit up another cigar and said, well, kid, you gotta write records people can march to, you know. Nobody's gonna buy records that can't march to them. I said, oh yeah, what in hell were they doing in Chicago, friend? Up trying to be a star, figured I'll probably never get too far, so I called my girl up today, said I'm gonna go join the Green Beret, be a big star. Gave me a 12 string rifle, 32 caliber auto hard. Little short fat man with stripes on his shoulder and a Girl Scout beanie on his head said, come here boy, gonna teach you how to kill.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I warned you about this. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Buck Savage, also known as Jan Savage. He was the guitarist and co-founder of The Seeds. He just passed away at 77. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Jan Savage right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Far away in a petrified cave that's made of stone. Find him a weapon of honor. No escape from your baby, no from your fingertips. No escape from your darling, no night and day. No escape from your baby, no what else did I say? No escape, no escape, no escape. Now, what can I do without you? I'm lost.
Ultimate Radio Obituary is for June Ray Bollowing, the Filipino record holder at the Guinness World Records for the world's shortest man alive. He measured 60 centimeters, that's 23.62 inches tall. He just passed away at 27. It's the penultimate radio obituary for June Ray Bollowing right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
If I would have had a brother, and he would have been taller than me, I would have kicked the shit out of my father for being short.
Ain't you lucky? You're taller than your brother, ain't you?
Yeah, well, maybe he's not too short.
So he don't mind it too much.
It's not good being short. It's terrible. You don't mind being average.
But short is terrible.
You have to look up to everyone your whole life. If I would have had a brother, and he would have been taller than me,
I would have kicked the shit out of my father for being short.
That's all I can say.
Don't blame. in short for that. Get another woman, she can get another man, but don't blame Shorty for that. Don't blame Shorty for that. You blame yourself, but don't blame Shorty for that. No, no, you can't blame Shorty. 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 You blame yourself, but don't blame Shorty for that.
One more time, I'm going to tell you. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is the ultimate radio obituary for Billy Goldenberg, the American composer and songwriter best known for his work in TV and film. His father was the staff percussionist at WOR and the NBC Symphonic Orchestra, giving him an excellent start. But instead of attending Juilliard, he studied physics and mathematics at Columbia College, became a computer programmer, but he quit the job due to getting an ulcer, and went and found work as a pianist and arranger. He was hired to write the soundtrack for the comedy sketches of Nichols and May in the Broadway show An Evening with Nichols and May. Wow. His career continued where he wrote music for Night Gallery, the 1971 movie Duel, the movie Kojak. He wrote the scores for Woody Allen's Play It Again, Sam. But he really didn't get that much work in his later years. He found little things here and there. But here we are now. Since he just passed away at 84, it's the ultimate radio obituary for Billy Goldenberg right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
To intrude upon our attic, past the stair. across the stair. Well, we live on peanut butter, spread across some salted crackers, and he'll play his clarinet when I despair.
Eventually, I ran to Minneapolis, where it's cold, and I figured I'd keep better. Now I'm back in Manhattan. New York, this is your last chance.
I'd like to say a few words about adultery. It's coming back. And we thought that we would take advantage of its return to examine adultery in three countries. And it's very important that you remember the order of the countries, because you will find that our accents are indistinguishable from one another. The countries are America, England, and France. First America, then England, finally France. All three scenes are adulterous. All three scenes take place in the lobby of a hotel. Louise, where were you? I've been going out of my mind.
Don't yell at me, please.
Oh, darling, to be doing this terrible thing and to be late on top of it.
I'm sorry, please.
No, we mustn't.
Please don't yell at me.
I feel so awful.
God, what kind of a person must I be to do a thing like this?
I don't know. I'm sick. I'm physically sick with guilt.
Oh, God. Guilty, I tell you.
I know.
I've never felt just so rotten.
I know.
I mean, just dirty.
I know. I know. All right, all right. Just think how I feel, will you? Will you think how I feel?
I do, I know.
George is my best friend.
Your best friend?
He's my best friend.
He's my husband.
Oh.
One of the sweetest, gentlest people. Oh.
He's a saint.
Oh, what a good person he is.
No, he's a saint. He's a saint.
Right,
he's a saint.
Right.
The man is a saint.
You're right, he's a saint.
He happens to be the only saint I know. He's a kind,
isn't he?
A loving.
Oh, you don't know.
Trusting.
Trusting, you don't know.
I know.
You don't know,
I know
how he trusts me. He trusts me. I couldn't do it if he didn't trust me.
I know.
I can't. Just to be rotten enough.
Louise, it's
awful. You know, I'd like to just kill myself. And you know, I'm too weak even for that. Isn't that funny?
Kidding?
I'm too weak even
Are you
for that.
Kidding?
I'd like to just lift
Do you
want to
know how bad I feel? Do you want to know how bad I feel? Listen. If I hadn't rented that room already, I'd say forget it.
Hello, Louise.
Hello.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
You're somewhat earlier than usual.
Yeah.
I was looking at my watch as you came in, and I said, there's Louise, she's early.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm early.
Nice to have the extra time.
Yeah.
You've had your hat reblocked.
It's not my hat. It's George's.
Is it really?
Yes, it's George's hat.
Of course, yes, I recognize it. I've often admired it on George.
Yes, and on me.
Yes, it suits you very well.
Thank you, and I thought it was becoming.
Yes, very, very becoming. It is lovely, yes. Yes.
It suits me.
It does.
Yes.
Of course, you can wear a hat.
Thank you.
So can George. You can both wear hats.
And do.
I don't wear them myself.
Don't wear
no,
them.
No, you've probably noticed. You've never seen me in a hat. I don't like them. No, I feel like a ninny in a hat, actually.
Yeah, like
they're
a ninny.
Stupid things. They change my face. I've tried them on once or twice, but I just don't like hats. They frighten me. I won't have them around the house. I hate hats.
And yet your brother wears a hat.
Yes, I know. I saw Piggy Trevelyan while I was waiting for you.
Oh, did you really?
You know her, Fat Piggy?
Yes.
God, she's fat.
Yes. Big, fat woman.
Yes, really, I don't think I've ever seen anyone as fat as Piggy.
No. I don't think anybody is.
No.
You know,
no.
Very fat.
No. She's basically fat.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the way through.
Yeah,
just fat.
Yeah, yeah. Just fattest damn woman in London.
In the world.
What, she's
thought,
huge. Yeah, she's just huge. A monster of a woman.
Yes,
you don't need to be that fat.
Yes, no one has to be
Piggy.
That fat.
What, she's absolutely enormously fat.
Yes.
Fattest, you know, inhumanly
fat. Inhumanly,
great
yes.
Tub of a woman.
Yes,
absolutely. Gross here, there's no saying. She's really fat.
Yes.
such a surprise to see her, actually. She's lost a lot of weight.
How does she look thin?
Fat. She thinks fat.
Yes.
And that means that she's going to be fat.
Yes, think fat.
Yes. Oh, it's 15:15.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know it was that late.
Mm.
Have you booked the room yet?
Yes, it's all booked.
Oh, very good. Got the key with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, then, shall we just get on?
Louise, don't look at me for just a moment.
All right.
Darling,
yes?
This isn't easy, but...
Yes?
When we're alone...
Yes?
And we've locked the door...
Yes?
And there's no one there but you and I.
Yes.
Louise.
Yes.
Could I try on your hat? Hey, Lulu.
What?
Where's George?
No. My husband?
Yes, you?
Oh, darling, I don't know. Didn't you bring him?
Lulu.
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, darling, you said you were going to bring George.
Oh, no, darling, you said you were going to bring George.
Oh, no, Lulu, you said you bring the wine, I bring George.
No.
You sure?
No, darling, no, you said to me, I bring the wine, I bring George too.
Oh, Lulu.
Oh. You forgot?
Yeah.
He will be so hurt, he will think we didn't want him.
Oh. Lulu, I feel awful.
Oh, shame on you.
I already rented the room.
Oh, no.
You sure? I rented the room?
Oh, no.
I don't know. We may as well go.
Yeah.
But it won't be the same without George.
Ask you a question.
Yes.
A question.
Yes.
A question.
Yes.
It's something I can't figure out. I hope you won't say no.
No.
It's all about my sister.
What?
My sister.
Who?
My sister.
Oh.
She's joined a nudist colony. So what I want to know.
Yes?
What can you get a nudist for her birthday? What kind of birthday present can you buy? Tell me on the level, can I send her a muff? Oh, I know it's true they wear a smile, but that can't be enough. What can you get a nudist for a present? The things I used to give her would be wrong. I'd send a check, but dash it, how could she go out and cash it? What can you get a nudist when her birthday comes along?
And that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Billy Goldenberg. And nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on. Yes, it's 2 minutes and 48 seconds. And then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. I'll be a little closer, so I could come down and shake her up if she misbehaves, but probably won't. I don't think my access card works anymore. I probably can't even get in there to have a stern talk with her. She probably needs a talking to these days. Anyway, I digress, as often I do. But hopefully you're going to hang out with me all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where we will amaze one another with the silliness. Amaze. And then we'll be right back here next week. Well, yes, I will return to Babyland, where I am right now, but won't be through the week, but will be next week, where I record next week's episode for you to be broadcast in your general direction next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for being here with me all the time. I don't know what I would do without you, the listener. So like I said, Automatron, all week long over there at the Facebook chat group, and then back here next week on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
My dreams, blame me,
just blame me,
for falling in love, it just had to be. When night came around, you could be found planning such wonderful things, but knowing all along you won't take my ring. I know that somebody loves you. I'm sorry to say you love him too. It's easy to tell you that I don't care, but that isn't part of my scheme, so blame it on me. Don't blame my dream.
Somebody else loves you.
I'm so sorry to say you love. It's easy to tell you that I don't care, but that isn't part of my scheme, so blame it on me.
Oh, blame my dream.
Lived a woman named Dolly Cole. She said to be seen at night in the woods, dressed in white, just another Rhode Island ghost. She's waiting and watching for you. Perfectly pleasant if you come to visit. Just another Rhode Island ghost.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King, on radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Smile all over again. So let's get going time. of a man who makes a hard living with a calloused hand. An innocent kiss, a little bit of fun. No need to worry, 'cause it's all.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I went out to dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw a summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man went down to his car. I paid, he was